Our witness this morning is Margot Bennett, and as I said earlier, she is the leader of our pet therapy ministry here at the church called Paul's. So I'm going to invite Margot to come up here with a friend that has four of those paws.
My name's Margot Bennett, and just a brief overview of PAWS. PAWS stands for People and Animals Walking Together and Serving. People, animal, walking and serving together. And we have several therapy dog teams at First United Methodist Church that go out into the community and try to help those that would benefit from pet therapy. And our two main programs with the church are working with the Mighty Monday Kids. We go every week, myself and Briscoe and Kelly Hobbs and her dog Nora, we go every Monday and let the kids read to the dogs for, 10, 15 minutes, and we rotate different children different weeks. But the kids have just benefited phenomenally from that program. And when I see the kids in their schools, because I see some of the kids at Cary Elementary where my kids go to school, they recognize me, they know that we're there for the love of God, and it's just been a blessing to do that program with the church, and we're going to do it again next year. The other thing that we do with our dogs with First United is we go to the nursing homes once a month, and we visit with residents from our church that are at either Glen Eyre or Woodland Terrace, and sometimes we have moments where we pass by people in the hallway that just need to see the animals, and it's just one of those God moments that we have where it's an interaction that's priceless. And what I wanted to just talk about today was some of the benefits that I've had working with this program and some of the blessings that I've seen being out in the community. The first one is with Mighty Mondays. There's a student that reads to Briscoe, and he had his picture taken by one of the tutors with Briscoe reading to him. I think he was a third grader, and he was so proud of that picture that he took it the next day to show and tell at school. And he bragged about how he got to read to the dog. And so that taught the kids at the school about our program, but it also was just a return blessing for him to be able to show off that, that blessing that he had reading to Briscoe at the school. The other thing that happened to me, I go to Farmington Woods once a week. It's not part of First United, but it's, again, it's reaching out into the community. I go to Farmington Woods every Thursday and meet with a special needs class. The kids are anywhere from 7 to 10 years old. They're developmentally disabled, nonverbal in some cases. But all I do is Briscoe sits with them, and he lets them brush him or give him treats. They're learning about animals. At the same time, we read stories, we learn letters. But over the course of the year, they have just developed such confidence being with him that I can see just a maturity in them that wouldn't have developed if they didn't have this continuity of having a non-judgmental person, being Briscoe, come into the school. And while that's a blessing in itself, again, sometimes we have God moments when we're doing this program. And I had one of those a few weeks ago where I was coming from the classroom and walking out, and there was a young man, I say young man, he was a large student, probably a fifth grader. I don't know what his concerns or issues were, but he was sitting in the hallway with a school counselor and a teacher crying, sitting on the floor. And the teacher and the counselor looked at me. The counselor is the one who arranged for me to come to the school. And she looked at me with those eyes of, oh my gosh, you have to come over here, you have to come over here. And for anyone who knows kids, when you're a young boy at that age, you don't cry. It's just not, something was wrong. And he didn't want to go to the class. Briscoe just zoomed right over to that boy and immediately started licking him. He sat next to him. The boy kind of looked up, started petting him, was silent for a few minutes, and something changed. And after about 3 or 4 minutes, he was asked by the teacher, are you ready to go to class now? And he said, yes. And for me, that was such a reward for what I do, because I don't earn money. This is all volunteer, but I do it because I have a passion And Briscoe absolutely loves being with people and with kids especially. I have four of my own, and so I think he thrives being here with me because he doesn't have to be with the kids at home. And he gets a lot of attention, which he doesn't get at home. So it's just a blessing that we can do this at the church. And my goal over time is that we can reach more out into the community. And the opportunities are endless. We hope that we'll have more teams next year. We'll keep building and we'll keep serving. But I just wanted to share with you some of the benefits that I've experienced with this program. And that's it.